Good morning, everybody. What a crazy weekend in the news. I've done the right thing. I've not watched any. The only news I'm really looking at is One American News. I'm not watching too much other. I'm not watching any other news, actually. Just watching that, have that on in the background. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks, no doubt about it, in the markets. You know, regardless of what is being reported in the media, one thing for certain is that the markets are going to be right on this, and the markets are probably going to be cautiously optimistic that certainty is coming sooner than rather than later. But look, I don't think we're going to see any certainty. I think it could be easily 4 to 6 weeks, probably longer, before we start having any kind of certainty whatsoever. And it is likely going to end up being a decision made by the Supreme Court in a number of different areas. The upside to what is going on is it would appear as though that many of the states that are in question broke their own state election laws. That's a very good thing for all of the proceedings as they may end up at the Supreme Court level. So lots to be watching and thinking about that. Look, in the markets, it really would be somewhat irresponsible to start putting money to work. You may be missing out on some things. The deal was from the very beginning, before the election, was that you had some cash on the sidelines and you still were invested. So the majority of your money should have remained invested in the markets. If it did, then the positions that you have should be working out really well for you and pulling up the entire portfolio. You can look at your portfolio and say, well, if I didn't have this, 20% cash, then I would have done a lot better. Of course you would have. But I don't think that this would be a time that we would complain about earning 6% over 10%. There's a reason why that cash is there, and that reason still exists. We want to leave that sit for now. So the key from my perspective is that things have worked out pretty much as expected. We have some cash on the sidelines. The majority of our money is still working for us in the markets. Now, if you got out of the market totally before the election, then this obviously would not pertain to you, but that wasn't part of our strategy. So I would just leave things alone. It's okay. It's okay that you still have that cash on the sideline. And I think that's where we need to stay for some time yet. It's critically important, and I know many of you who are a part of our Bible study list on Friday morning got an email from me, but I think as you go through that, you'll realize it's a very important prayer, and they sent that out to about 45,000 people. I hope you will send it out to everybody on your list, and that we can be praying for this nation and this process. We need to be humbling ourselves before God today and the rest of this week more than ever, so hope that you can do that. I thank all of you for your encouragement and your prayers over the weekend. We remain under attack here at the ministry. We have had a need to shut down our news site. That is going to be an ongoing kind of issue as we work through some things with all that. But certainly appreciate your prayers for the ministry. But let's pray for this country. Let's pray for this country like we have never prayed before. Let's make sure that we as believers are humbling ourselves, that we are going before God with a great sense of urgency in our hearts. We know that He is on the throne and He will remain on the throne. And we can rest in that for sure, but we are still in a time of need in our nation. All right, I'll keep you updated this week on some more issues. Not a lot of economic data, because so much of the economic, like we get NFIB numbers, small business index number, but it was all done prior to the election. So it is going to be skewed. I wouldn't pay a lot of attention to it. It's next month's number that is going to be a significant number, not this one. We're sitting at 104. You know, that's still in that historically high place. But again, that was a number before all of this. And so is this number coming out. So I expect it to be a good number, but it's not going to mean a whole lot as we move forward. So we'll watch all these things. I'll keep you updated. Have a great day. I'll see you in a little bit. God bless.